where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for.
Wait a minute, folks. You ain't heard nothing yet.
Hello, Al Jolson speaking.
Al, this is Ken Carpenter at the Kraft Music Hall. You're supposed to be over here.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour.
Buck Benny, the two-fisted, quick-triggered marksman who shoots from the hip and never misses.
Well, hello again. This is Buck Benny speaking. Finally have my den moved back to my den, so it's easier to do podcasts now. I had it up in our room for a long time as we were redoing the floor in our den and things. But it's back. And it's 2019, but let's go back 70 years to 1949. And this week in 1949, Bing Crosby had as his guest Rudy Valli and Walter O'Keefe. Then Al Jolson, just a day later, would have as his guest Jimmy Durante. So these guests that they have are so multi-talented. When you go and look them up, these guys are MCs, they were singers, songwriters, screenwriters, actors. They just did everything, both Rudy Valli and Walter O'Keefe, and of course Jimmy Durante as well. For instance, Rudy Valli was in movies. His first one, I think, was in 1929, and his last one was in 1976. That is a huge career, okay? Walter O'Keefe just did all kinds of movies and performances, and like I say, MC'd. He's a screenwriter of Sun movies. I mean, it's just amazing. Jimmy Durante, of course, we know what a great voice he has, what a great entertainer he was. Well, then, the Railroad Hour that we, last week, we played our last one that was going to be tied into the same time of year, because we're missing a whole bunch of episodes now. But I thought, I'll go ahead and start bringing you the ones that are from the summer that we wouldn't be presenting anyway, so might as well get a chance to listen to them. This one is, the focus is on Jimmy McHugh. It's a tribute to Jimmy McHugh, and Jimmy McHugh was a famous songwriter who wrote a lot of songs that you'll recognize when you listen to the show. So, just a bastion of talented folks on all the shows tonight. Legends of entertainment. And I just thought it'd be fun to present these to you. I think this episode, like some of the episodes I've been presenting on both my Jack Benny podcast network and my Judy Garland podcast network, for those of you who are the Jack Benny side listening to this, you might want to tune in any weeks I don't have Bing Crosby that I present. I definitely always have Bing Crosby every week over at my Judy Garland podcast network, so you might want to look up Judy Garland and Friends and tune in and see Bing Crosby. Let's get a chance to hear Bing Crosby that we bring you twice a week. And sometimes, like I say, I bring it over to you anyway, but these shows are amazing. I would probably do more intros for this show, particular 1949 shows, and any other intros I do that are current, just because I'm so excited about the shows. I love to listen to them. I just think the sound quality we have found on these shows is fantastic. So without further ado, let's get into a night filled with epic entertainers. I hope you enjoy, and we'll see you next time.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter. Welcome
welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and this evening's guests, Rudy Valley and Walter O'Keefe. And now here's our genial host,
My name is Bing Crosby.
Well, I'm sorry, Bing, but I'm so excited over Rudy Valley being on the program, I just clean forgot your name.
Oh, you did, huh? Well, if you'll just take the trouble to look at the signature on the lower right-hand corner of your weekly check, it might help you to remember my moniker.
Oh, yes.
Perhaps even respect it.
Rudy Valley can write checks and make yours look like tamale wrappers.
Oh, he can, eh?
You said it.
Well, next payday, Carpenter, when you run out to meet the mailman, don't be surprised if you get an envelope with no tamale wrapper in it.
Oh, Big, what's the matter with you? I'm only kidding.
Well, I'm not. Now, Ken, lest you and I come to grips. Do I frighten you? Yes. I'm pretty grim when you get on the tamale wrappers. Lest you and I come to grips, I think I shall gather up the rhythm airs and go cruising down the river on the good ship John Scott Trotter. Scamper up the gangplank, kid.
Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon, with one you love, the sun above, waiting for the moon. The old accordion playing a sentimental tune. Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon, the birds above all sing of love, a gentle, sweet refrain. The winds around all make a sound like softly falling rain. Just two of us together, we'll plan a honeymoon. Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon.
The birds above all sing of love, a gentle, sweet refrain. Winds around will make a sound like softly falling rain.
Just two of us together, we'll plan a honeymoon. Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon.
Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon.
Thing with the Mayors.
Bubbly.
Cruising down the river is just about my idea of the perfect way to spend a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, well, probably, Ken, but of course, right at this time of the year, I'd appreciate it if there was a baseball diamond on the riverboat.
Naturally.
Cruising down the river watching a nice ball game, now that'd be something. Oh.
Well, Bing, you can still go on the cruise if you want to get the ball game. All you gotta do is tune in your Philco portable, and you'll get every play just as if you were at the park.
Yes, but are hot dogs as good on a boat as they are at the ball game?
Oh, I think they're better.
Oh, I don't know. If the boat's rocking and pitching, there must be a terrific mustard loss.
Well, maybe so, a little of that. But with a Philco portable, you'll never lose a second of the boat.
The scuppers will be full of...
What? With a Philco portable, you'll never lose a second of the ball game. Really pulls in the stations.
Well, I know that, Ken. I carry my Philco portable with me wherever I go, even to the movies.
You tune in your portable at the movies?
Certainly. You'd be surprised how many big laughs I've got watching Bob Hope's picture while listening to Fred Allen's program.
This opens up a whole new field.
Well, then just open up your big ruby lips and tell us more.
Well, I'll be happy to, Bing. Those Philco portables really get around, folks, especially Philco's new lightweight model, 602. Take it anywhere on your vacation, and it'll take you everywhere. The ball games, the big shows, and all the best bands in the land. It's a three-way portable with powerhouse performance on battery, AC, or DC. And its streamlined plastic case comes in your choice of four smart colors. Every one an eye catcher. And so is the price. Philco quality all the way through at sensationally low cost. So whether you're planning to cruise down the river this summer or sit in your own backyard listening to the ball games, drop in at your Philco dealer now and catch the performance of this new portable champion from Philco, the leader.
One of the great tunes from the great score of Kiss Me, Kate. Great piano passages by Buddy Cole.
Why can't you behave
can't you please behave? After all those things you told me and the promises that you gave, why can't you behave? Why can't you be good and do just as you should? Won't you turn that new leaf over so your baby can be your slave? Oh, why can't you behave? There's a farm I know near my old hometown where we two can go and try settling down. There I'll care for you forever, 'cause you're all in the world I crave. Ah, but why can't you behave? Yes, sir. Now I'd like to roll out the welcome mat for an old pal of mine, a fellow with whom I did much knocking around in the good old days before taxes, which made no difference to us, of course. But here's the well-known quizmaster of the Double or Nothing radio program, a songwriter of note, conferencier, raconteur of great renown, Mr. Walter O'Keefe.
Thank you, Bing. That was such a warm and friendly introduction. It really overwhelmed me.
I'm glad.
Honestly, you couldn't have lathered up my ego more if you said you owed me some money from years ago.
Do I owe you some money from the old days?
Yes, and it was the old money, when money was money.
Oh, Walter, this upsets me.
Oh, forget about the money, Bing. I came here to talk to you about Rudy Valley.
Don't tell me I owe Valley money from the old days. I don't think so, because as I recall, Rudy was one of those... I left my money in the other pants, fellas, you know. And his other pants followed him around in an armored car.
You don't have to tell me. I used to drive it.
Well armored, huh?
But no matter what you say about Rudy Bing, he has certainly given liberally.
You're getting on the bebop, huh?
Should we start all over?
That bebop of Rudy Bing, Rudy
but
Bing.
But no bang. Matter. We're the only sober peeper here. But no matter what you say about Rudy Bing, he certainly gave liberally of his time and talents.
Rudy is still giving liberally from what I see in the papers.
Right. He had a sensational engagement at the Roxy in New York. Mm-hmm. He pulled him over at the Latin Quarter, and he's a big hit in television.
Say, is it a fact that he's been voted Mr. Test Pattern of 1949? But I do hear he's packing them in at the Coconut Grove here.
May we?
At the Ambassador right now. Very big. And he's fine in pictures.
Yes.
Done some wonderful things, and I've heard him on the radio a couple of times lately.
Now, there's the rub. That's the trouble. He's only been in the radio a couple of times recently.
Well, radio does need a shot in the arm, I guess.
So does Rudy. And that's why I'm here. I want to bring Rudy Valley back to radio.
And how do you propose to contrive this diabolical coup d'etat?
Very simple.
What?
You use guests in your program every week, and from now on, every week, your guest will be Rudy Valley.
Every week?
Bing, think of the thrill your millions of listeners will have every week when you come in the air and say, "Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to present that great performer, that talented fellow, Rudy Valley."
Hi-ho, everybody. This is Rudy Valley.
Well, Rudy! Hey, this is nice. This is real pleasant. It's so nice to see you because we were just talking about you.
Well, who isn't?
Well, one way or another, I guess.
Ladies and gentlemen, for my first number, I'll sing my translation of Alouette, followed by a medley of hits of yesteryear.
Rudy, the deal isn't set yet.
I see. Make up your mind, Crosby, or I'll go to see Arthur Godfrey.
What, and lose again?
Ah, that was sabotage. I lost because some sneak slipped a cork in my megaphone.
Somebody slipped a cork in your script, son. Look, Bing. Bing, the comeback of Jolson, Chevalier, and all the others proves one thing. The public wants old faces.
Well, that's gratifying.
And I want it. And I want to tell you, Bing, Rudy has the hottest old face in the business.
So that's the current trend, huh?
Bing, look, Bing, the newest wrinkle in show business is wrinkles, and Rudy here
please,
has...
Please, Walter.
Let's not go overboard.
Bing, we gotta launch Valley while he's hot, right now.
Well, that's true. Rudy's in the news again, that's certain.
Certainly. Did you see the big spread life gave him?
Well, at Rudy's age, life has a way of doing that.
Let's not talk about spreading. Happy hips.
Oh, happy... Been with Hope at Palm Springs, I'll bet. I'm sorry, Slats. Have you got any rye crisp on you?
Look, Rudy hasn't lost any of his magic. He's still the same idol with women he was at the beginning of his career. You remember the 20s, Bing?
I'm afraid I can't.
I don't mean your 20s, Bing. I mean the 1920s.
Oh, the 1920s. That seemed like only yesterday.
And Rudy has the same effect on women that he had back in those days.
Well, if Rudy has the same effect on women, what's all this talk about him getting older?
They don't have the same effect on me.
Me either. When I go to the beach and whistle now, it's at the hot dog band.
You see, Bing, there's another reason we've got to help Rudy. After all, he's down and out.
Oh, come now, Wally, don't give me that hard luck stuff. Valley's the most prosperous-looking man I've ever seen.
Rudy, don't just stand there. Do something poor.
Sorry, Walter. I have my other pants on tonight.
The Fort Knoxers, huh?
Here I am, knocking my brains out, trying to get you back on radio when you're all dressed up. The least you could do is try to look a little seedy, a little run down.
Maybe I could change clothes with Crosby.
I'd just like to change pockets. You know, Rudy, you made it when you could keep it.
Well, Bing, I'll admit that in his youth, Rudy was a keen student of the dollar.
Keen student? This boy graduated magna cum laude. I hear
sure,
a raucous note but... in the brass section. Is it an old cornet player of yours?
But remember, Bing, an old truism, an old aphorism. It isn't how much you've made, it's how much you've saved. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows what a big spender Rudy was.
Rudy who?
You!
Gracious to Betsy.
Bing, you better grab Rudy. He's a great personality.
No argument there.
His voice is better now than it ever was.
I'm sure it is.
He's got more warmth, more quality.
I know.
And such beautiful tones.
Oh, they're thrilling.
Maybe if I sing something. We'll
what? Do... When we're doing so good?
Now, wait a minute, Wallen. Rudy doesn't have to prove anything here. We all know he can sing. You know a funny thing, Rudy? The very first time I ever heard you sing, I was with that fellow there, with Walter O'Keefe.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Walter and I were living in a little theatrical boarding house on 8th Avenue in New York City.
Mm-hmm. Edie Hills boarding house.
Pitch till you win.
Remember, Bing? Remember? Remember that big radio set she had in the parlor?
Yep, we owed so much back rent we had to sleep in the horn. Which made us great radio fans, of course.
Yeah, and how we enjoyed the first Valley program we heard. Hated to have it come to an end. Remember, Bing?
I sure do.
My time is your time. Your time is my time. There's no time like our time. And no one like you.
So until next week, au revoir, hasta la vista, and good night.
Oh, brother, isn't he sensational the way he sang that Mayn Stein song?
Yeah. Gee, I wish I could get a job.
You lose every job I get you.
Why don't you let me go out and get you a job?
What do you mean, a job? While you're still sleeping, I've been getting up at 6 every morning going up my milk route.
What milk route?
Going from door to door, swiping people's milk.
Walter, how could you?
Well, you didn't think we had a cow in the closet, did you?
If I can only get a job singing.
Say, I got an idea. How about Rudy Valley and that variety show he has? He's always on the lookout for new names.
Rudy Valley? Gee, you think we'd get in to see him? Gosh.
Oh, come on. Let's go over to see him. This is your big chance, Bing.
Golly.
Well, here's Valley's place. Ring the bell.
What a big house. How'd you know where he lived, Walter?
He's on my milk route.
Oh.
Hi-ho, everybody.
Hi.
Ho.
Gee, Rudy Valley, the idol of millions, and here we are close enough to touch him.
Don't you dare.
If we can just have a few minutes, Mr. Valley.
Well, as you know, my time is your time, but tonight I'm terribly busy.
Now, Mr. Valley, you can't judge a book by its cover. I'll admit we don't look very prosperous, but how do you know what's beneath these tattered clothes?
Probably tattered underwear.
Come on, Walter.
Wait a minute, Mr. Valley. Mr. Valley, you've got to give us a chance. My friend here is full of talent and ambition.
I'm not interested in what your friend is full of.
Waller, it's hopeless.
Mr. Valley, we're desperate. I realize it's late, but can't you give us just a few minutes?
Oh, very well. I can't turn you down if you're desperate. Follow me into the study.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Would you gentlemen care for a drink?
Oh, sure. What have you got?
Everything but milk.
If you can get Crosby a job, I'll take you off my route.
Next, cracking.
Come in and sit down, gentlemen. At my feet.
Oh, thank you.
Now, just what is it you wish to do in show business, Mr. Crosby?
Well, I'd like to be a singer, if it's all right with you.
Oh? What type of singing do you do?
Well, I'm sort of a crooner, a romantic crooner. We played the game of stay away. Please. No levity. But it costs more than I can pay.
There you go.
But I didn't go very far, did I?
This puts me in a very difficult position. Hundreds of very good singers come to New York to see me, but I've had to discourage them. I've even given them railroad fare to go back home.
Gee, that must cost you a lot of money.
Yes, but it's worth it. So you see, my advice to you, young man, is to go back home to Jersey City.
But I come from Spokane, Washington.
I was just trying to save some railroad fare. Now, Mr. Crosby, just reach over there in that candy bowl and take enough money to go back to Spokane, Washington.
But I want to stay on Broadway.
Then you may be a success. But don't think it's easy. The road is tough and full of hard knocks. Mr. O'Keefe.
Yes?
Unless you're planning to go back to your hometown, take your hand out of the candy bowl. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. Don't think it's easy. The road is tough and full of hard knocks.
I can take it.
Good. Because it's hard knocks that will mold your character, make you a star, and I'm going to help you.
Oh, great. You're going to give me a chance to sing on your program?
No, I'm going to give you your first hard knock. Get the heck out of here. Oh!
Well, thanks. Thanks very much, Rudy and Walter. It was jolly. But inasmuch as we've been yakking about singing here for several pages, I think we ought to segue into some songs, huh? Is there something we all know?
Well, I've just written a brand new song entitled Hand Holding Music.
Great. A song none of us know.
It's simple, and besides, people don't care if you make a little mistake now and then.
Well, as long as we have an alibi, I guess we can chance it. Keep the motor running, Lefty.
John Scott, stick with us, boy.
I like rustic music, I like a simple tune. I like it 'cause my tonsils get the hang of it so soon. Then I get my nerve up, I'm out to take a chance. With rustic music back of me, I'm raring for romance. Give me handhold music, it fits me like a glove.
Give me handhold music, with stars and moon above.
Give me something with a swing, give me something I can sing.
Give me handhold music, it starts me making love.
Women sort of scare me, I'm not so much on talk. That old cat gets my tongue when we go out to take a walk. But if we meet a jukebox, I load up that machine. And after 10 or 15 cents, she knows just what I mean. Give me hand-holding music, it fits me like a glove.
Give me hand-holding music, with stars and moon above.
Give me something with a swing, give me something I can sing.
Give me hand-holding music, it starts me making love.
Fellas take their gals out, they take them out to dine. They buy them hot dogs, Dr. Pepper, maybe champagne wine.
Who's check?
When the evening's over, they've spent a whole week's pay. But I get just the same results in quite a different way. Sing me hand-hold music, it fits me like a glove.
Give me hand-hold music, with stars and moon above.
Give me something with a swing,
give me
solo.
Something
I can sing.
Give me hand-hold music, it starts me making love.
Now, you boys know that I'm a college man.
True.
I used to go to Yale.
And, of course, you know Gonzaga is the school from which I hail.
I'm sure you know that Notre Dame is where I used to go.
We wouldn't be such bums if we weren't educated so.
Notre Dame, Gonzaga, Yale are not co-educational.
So when we finally met some girls, we said, this is sensational.
Whenever girls would whistle at us, we knew just what to do.
We'd say, you fresh old thing.
You flapper.
23 skidoo.
Give me hand-holding music, it fits me like a glove.
Give me
hand-holding music, with stars and moon above.
Give me something with a zing.
Hey, hey.
Something I can sing. Give me hand-holding music,
it starts to make it love.
Where'd that come from?
Three girls.
Oh, goody, one for each of us.
Steady, men, steady, we got work to do.
Oh, drat it all.
When Valley was a youngster, he could throw a punch and fight.
He'd square off in a roadhouse almost every night.
But now I'm very dignified. I never do get cranky.
Well, of course, there's somebody does it better now, that singer known as Frankie.
Crosby's voice can thrill me. His tone is very true.
I still don't know how he could vie with just boo, 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 boo.
He's got a way of singing that's great, you must agree.
Of course I think it's great, because he learned it all from me.
Oh, yeah.
Give me hand-holding music, it fits me like a glove. Give me hand-holding music, with stars and moon above. Give me something with a swing,
hey, hey.
Give me something I can sing. Give me hand-holding music, it starts me making
fellas, very cozy. I say, folks, if you want the kind of home appliances, radios, television receivers, refrigerators that fit your needs like a glove, the place to get fitted is right at your Philco dealer. And that goes double for Philco's revolutionary new advances in refrigerator design for 1949. Now, for the first time in any refrigerator, Philco gives you 100% refrigeration right down to the floor. The result, the new Philco refrigerator model 1095 gives you almost 11 cubic feet of storage space in the same size cabinet that gave you only 8 before. Even down at the bottom, where you never got real refrigeration before, you now have Philco's huge new freshener locker, plus a big crisper and Philco's new snack box for butter, cheese, or prepared sandwiches. And to top it all, this great Philco refrigerator gives you a built-in home freezer with real zero-zone temperatures. So ask your Philco dealer for the new Philco with a full-length door and full-length refrigeration. It's advanced design for 49 from Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Can't let the season pass without having another go at the lovely French melody, Le Trois Cloches. Becoming quite popular here in this country. Thank you.
while the Angelus was ringing, calling for the evening prayer. I could hear the choir singing, and I saw you standing there. Silently I stood beside you. How my heart was beating then, for my dreams had all come true. I was safely back with you, never more to roam again. Then the great cathedral spire seemed to come alive and say, through the voices of the choir, there will be a wedding day. Then a golden ray of sunlight from a window in the sky shone upon us from above, heaven's blessings on our love. Now our love will never die. Heaven's blessings on our love. Now our love will never die.
Just about wraps it up for tonight. I want to thank Walter O'Keefe and Rudy Valley for being aboard. No kidding, Rudy. You really brought a lot of class, a lot of culture to this clam bake. You know, it's not often that we have a Yale man on the show.
Well, most Yale men won't stoop as low as I will. But I do love tamale wrappers.
Yes, we know. Also, Rudy, while I have you here, I want to congratulate you on that fine picture that you're currently appearing in, the 20th Century Fox Mother is a Freshman with Loretta Young and Van Johnson. Swell
Thanks,
show.
Thanks, Bing, but you know I'm a little disappointed in my picture career.
Why, Rudy, you should be the last person in the world to be disappointed in you.
I really am, though.
What's troubling you?
Well, in every picture, they have me play a rich, eccentric schnook.
A schnook, huh? Well, what's wrong with that?
I want a chance to act.
I see.
Say, Bing... Huh? Bing, who are your guests next week?
Next week, Walter, our guests will be Miss Peggy Lee and Abe Burrows.
Beauty and the Beast, huh?
Oh, yes. Abe will hate you. We have a very clever college operetta all cooked up.
Well, Bing, if you have a part for a wealthy, eccentric schnook, give me a call.
We will, Rudy, and thanks again. Thanks, Walter. Thanks, folks, and good night.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors and Bing's guests, Abe Burrows and Peggy Lee. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the greatest values in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader. This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Music Hall starring Al Jolson.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come are really going to pop in his drawing tonight, because my good friend Jimmy Duran is going to drop in later.
and we're going to have what you call a real old clam bake. And now I'm going to warm up with a tune that's so jumpy, I have to have somebody hold me down while I sing it. Hold me down, Lou Bring, hold me down. Ma, she's making eyes at me. Ma, she's awful nice to me. Ma, she's almost breaking my heart. I'm beside her. Mercy, let her conscience guide her. Ma, she wants to marry me. Be my honeybee. Every minute she gets bolder. Now she's leaning on my shoulder. Ma, she's kissing me. Ma, ma, she's holding hands with me. Ma, how nice she stands with me. Ma, she's pinching both of my cheeks. Song she's doing, I'm forgetting what I'm doing. Ma, she's pretty as can be. Lights are turning low. Love for me is growing stronger. I can't hold out any longer. Ma, ma, ma. Yeah, Ken.
Weren't you sort of disappointed when you had to postpone your trip to New York?
I was, Ken, but the little Asa, you know, that's my little boy.
Yeah.
He was more disappointed.
I'll bet he was.
Oh, yes, he was. But to make up for it, I bought him a present. But I don't know what's the matter with that kid. He doesn't show any interest in it.
Really?
No, it's a wonderful present that anybody should be absolutely mad about. I wish I could have had it when I was a little boy.
What is it?
My latest record album.
I love that, all right. But, Al, maybe it's good for little Asa to learn about disappointments.
How come?
Well, it'll make a man out of him. Look at President Truman. He wanted to run a successful haberdashery store. But business was so bad, he became president.
Can I get into this conversation, or would you rather enjoy yourselves?
Oscar. Oscar, I was just telling Ken I was having some trouble with my little son, Asa.
Al, I can tell you how to bring up kids. I'm an ex-problem child myself. When I was a little boy, my parents said, Oscar, if you don't listen to your parents, when you grow up, you'll mix with the wrong kind of people.
So?
Well, they were right. Here I am. Here I am talking to you. You can't mix water with borscht.
Nice. Commencing again.
When I was a struggling young pianist, every one of my relatives would send me a letter telling me that someday I'd get to the top. The letters would say, keep trying, keep trying. Now the letters say, stop trying, stop trying.
Oscar. Oscar, stop trying to be funny. Look, and go over and play your piano. You better play it real good, because if you don't, you'll be living in it. Move over. Play a little of that Greek concerto, will you, boy?
Thank you. heard a robin this morning. I'm feeling happy today. Going to pack my cares in a whistle, blow them all away. What if I've been unlucky? Really, I ain't got a thing. There's a time I always feel happy as a king. When the red, red robin's out bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts robbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get out of bed, cheer up. The sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along. When the red, red robin starts bobbing along.
Wait a minute. Kind of familiar. What is that thing you're playing?
Al, the song is Lady Play Your Mandolin, and modesty prevents me from telling you that I wrote it.
That's interesting, Oscar. Tell me, what inspired you to write Lady Play Your Mandolin?
Well, I was very poor at the time, and a friend of mine gave me a pick. So I wrote a mandolin song.
Oscar, please, don't try to be funny. Everybody knows the only way you can play a mandolin is with a pick.
Not with the one I had. I used to dig ditches with it. Anyway, I figured if you sang it now, it would become popular again.
Well, Oscar, when I sing Lady Play Your Mandolin, I don't know. I don't feel anything.
That's because you're not a mandolin.
Oscar, I have a proposition. You got a turkey you want me to sing?
Well, that's one way of putting it.
Well, you know... There's an old saying, you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. Now, look, Oscar, little Asa, that's my boy, you know. He could use some piano lessons.
I'd rather scratch his back.
Oscar, if you don't want to cooperate, I won't sing your song. Lou Bring, will you play If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight? This, Oscar, will give you the idea of the type of song that I like to sing. If I could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you long. I want you to know I wouldn't go until I told you, baby, why I love you so. And if I could be with you 1 hour tonight, if I was free to do the things I might, I'm telling you true, I'd be anything but blue if I could be with you. If I could be with you 1 hour tonight, if I was free to do the things I might, I'm telling you true, I'd be anything but blue if I could be with you for just 1 hour. If I could be with you. Some people come back to the music hall because they like it. Some come back because we like them. But here's the only man who has to make 2 appearances to get his nose in. Jimmy Durante.
off each day with a song. Now even when things go wrong, why you feel better, you even look better. Ha! Why that note is so high it can only be heard by a dog.
Wait a minute, Jimmy, I heard that note.
What do you know, a talking dog. At the radio, mischievous tonight.
Jimmy, I understand you wanted to see me about something important.
Yeah, Al. I read in the paper that you're going to take a trip around the world this summer.
Yeah.
So I thought if the two of us went, we could be goodwill ambassadors. I've got the brass knuckles all packed.
Look, Jimmy, if we're goodwill ambassadors, why would we need brass knuckles?
Just in case we have to beat some goodwill into somebody.
I know you've been all over America, James. But have you ever taken any ocean trips?
Jolson, all you got to do is ask the officers on the Queen Mary. I sat at the captain's table every day until they served dinner.
Just a minute. You were on the Queen Mary, huh? You probably were a stowaway.
Wait a minute, Al. I had a beautiful cabin all to myself. Of course, I didn't like the crew coming in every half hour to oil the engines.
Oh, Jimmy. You don't know what traveling on an ocean liner is like. No, you don't, Jimmy. Not until you've hit a rough sea.
This boat trip was plenty rough, Al. My morning exercises consisted of trying to touch the floor with boat feet.
Well, James, I don't know if you'll be any help to me or not. You see, I want to go to romantic spots like Biarritz, the Riviera.
Ah, the Riviera. I'll never forget Count Broccoli's house party.
Count Broccoli?
Count Broccoli, I knew him very well. That mad, enchanting night when I took off my shoes and went wading in Lady High Bottom's onion soup.
Well, I can just see myself in Monte Carlo, Paris, and Venice, especially Venice, where the gondoliers sing.
Oh, sola mia, oh, sola iua.
How do you like that, James? How do you like that?
Oh, boy, that's beautiful. I remember floating down a canal in Venice. It was such a lovely night, I kept wishing I was in a boat.
Oh, Jimmy, you're so right. There's so much to see in this world, isn't there?
Yeah, things like the Arch de Triomphe and the Leaning Tower of Pizza.
Jimmy, give me that again, please. The Leaning Tower of what?
The Leaning Tower of Pizza.
Pizza. Jimmy, it's the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Pisa. Pizza is something they eat in Italy.
Well, maybe if they stopped eating on it, it wouldn't lean. Them writers gotta go east soon. Now, Jolson, here's the way your route should go. We head for Hawaii first. Last time I went by plane.
Clipper?
Yeah, they overcharged me a little. You love Hawaii, Al. It's so romantic. I remember the last time I was there, the romance of the air made me feel like composing music. So I went out and sat in a secluded brook.
You sat in a what?
I sat in a secluded brook.
Jimmy, don't you mean nook?
I meant nook, but I didn't watch where I was sitting. I can just see us wandering around the beach at Oahu.
Jimmy, look at the girls doing the hula in those grass skirts.
Yeah, get out of my way. I want to throw some dandelion seeds at them.
What for?
In another month, the dandelions will choke out the grass.
Ooda, hickey hickey hua. Ooda, hickey hickey hua. Ooa, ooa. Are you fellas American?
Yeah, who are you?
Oscar Kamehameha. You fellas got nickel for coconut?
A coconut? I've heard dialects, but never one like that. I'll throw you the line again. A coconut?
I can only repeat. Ooh.
Go ahead.
I'm sick of pineapple juice. Ooh-ah.
I can see from that, Jimmy, we better skip Hawaii. Where will we go next?
South America. We'll go straight as the crow flies. That is, if you like traveling by crow.
I've always wanted to go to South America.
Yeah, I want to be sure to see the Andes.
Oh, you'll not only see the Andes, but I'll show you the Amoses, too. But, Jimmy, you don't know anything about South America, do you?
Why, Al, I had my own coffee plantation in Brazil.
No.
It was just a small one of 8 beans. I grew nothing but demitasses.
Ah, there's an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. In fact, I was told that the faucets are marked. Hot, cold, and chase and sandbar.
Al, you and I could have a lot of fun in Brazil. I can picture us now sitting in our hacienda. That's French for Spanish. Well, how do you like the plantation, Al?
Oh, I couldn't sleep, Jimmy. The birds sang all night long.
Yeah, the coffee trees kept them awake.
Well, they ought to build their nest in a sanca tree. Jimmy, what do you say we go to a nightclub? I want to do some dancing.
I asked a couple of girls to dance last night, but they wouldn't say yes. They just kept saying, si.
Wait a minute, Jimmy. Down here, they speak Spanish. They say si instead of yes.
How do they say no?
Why, they just say no.
They always make that one easier.
Buenos dias, hombres. Are you Americanos?
It's him again. Say, how come you left Hawaii, the land of the hula and the grass skirts?
I got hay fever. Senores, give me nickel for a glass of milk.
Milk?
Ooh-ha.
He wound up being a Western. You know, Al, I'd like to make that trip. From Switzerland, we could fly over the Himalayas.
Over the what?
Himalayas.
Jimmy, look, you don't even know where the Himalayas are.
Why, sure, they're right next to the Huralayas.
You know what would be interesting, Jimmy? A trip to the Middle East. Yes, sir, a trip to the Middle East. It'd give us a chance to ride on a camel. You see, in Arabia, everybody rides camels. Of course, I guess they're hard to get up on, you know. They're high, you know.
Not if you're with me, Al.
How come?
Well, when I want to mount a camel,
yeah.
I just walk up and look him in the face, point to his nose,
yeah.
And then I point to my nose, and without fail, the camel kneels with shame.
Jimmy, it's no use. I think I'll stick to my original plan and take the trip with my wife.
Okay, Al. Like they used to say when I traveled through China.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I was traveling too fast. But Al, as you go through these foreign countries, you'll no doubt be singing a song or two or even 5,000. So you'll need a real piano player.
Yes, you're right, Jimmy. I better take you along. And I'll tell you why. Mr. Rembrandt needed a piece of canvas before he could paint a thing. Benvenuto Cellini needed a chisel before he could start sculpturing. And folks, Jolie needed a great piano player before he could start to sing.
Al, stop worrying. I'm here. Go ahead, let your voice start to ring.
Oh, Jimmy, by the way, do you play accompaniment? I mean, can you play classic stuff like Levant or Jose Iturbe?
I'm even better. Can Jose Iturbe play this? Or 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 this? Ah, Jose, make way for Nosey.
Why, Jimmy, you're sensational. What are we waiting for? Let's go. Cause it's a thrill.
It's a thrill.
When a real piano player sits down at the keys, it makes me weak in the knees to hear him. Oh, what a kick.
What a kick.
When a real piano player lips are to tinkle away. It makes your voice light and gay when he goes. I'm completely gone, I'm beside myself.
Well, I can understand your bliss. Don't get excited, Al. Compose yourself.
Levant was never like this.
Al, listen close. You know that ain't chopped liver.
Hear those harmonies.
You know this is very tiring. I play with all my might.
Here's a dollar, kid, don't stop. Keep playing all night, cause it's a thrill.
Yes, it's a thrill
when a real piano player sits down at the keys. Two bottles of beer upstairs.
You'll notice, Mr. Jolson, I don't need Larry Parks to play the black keys.
I've been stabbed. Keep going, boy. Let's hear that beat. Make that old piano smolder with heat.
He can't resist it. Just look at him shake. Al, take the break. Paderewski, I Kirby. Well, guys, I admire.
Forget them all, boy. Name your prize. Gimme, you're hired.
Yes,
oh, what
a thrill.
When a real piano player sits down at the keys. Sits down at the keys.
All alone. I'm so all alone. There is no one else but you. All alone by the telephone, waiting for a ring, a ting-a-ling. I'm all alone every all alone, feeling blue, wondering where you are, and how you are, and if you are all alone too.
Of all the love songs I've ever sung, here's one that seems to be as lasting as love itself.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart and mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing
night, everybody.
Jolson Show was released for listeners in the United States by NBC, the National Broadcasting Company, and rebroadcast to our men and women overseas by the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our summer show train with your host, Gordon McRae. The Association of American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life, brings you the Railroad Summer Show, starring Gordon McRae, with Lucille Norman, the sportsman, and the music of John Rarick and his orchestra. And here is your host, Gordon McRae.
Ah, thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads pays tribute to one of America's foremost popular songwriters, a gentleman whose music has been right up there in the hit class year in and year out since about 1928, Mr. Jimmy McHugh. It was back in 1928 when America started singing those songs that said, composer, Jimmy McHugh. And when the whole country went crazy over a song that went like this.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness, and I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby. I can't give you anything but love.
The story of Jimmy McHugh is the wonderful American Horatio Alger type success story. Jimmy started out as an office boy in the Boston Opera House at $8 a week. He had studied music, and he was always hanging around after hours, plunking at the piano. Why, even the opera stars used to kid him about it.
Jimmy, don't you know it's hours after going home time?
Yeah, sure I do.
Well, what on earth are you doing to Telesaida?
I was just seeing what happened when you gave a little personality.
Are you under the impression that you can improve on the masters?
Well, I think I can bring him up to date.
Jimmy, music like that is timeless. It never goes out of date.
Yeah, sure, I know. But someday I'm going to write my own music. And it's going to be as smart and up to the minute as a girl with a real short shingle.
Then write good music, Jimmy.
Oh, I aim to. Good and hot. He wrote it good, all right. He wrote it good. He wrote it hot. He wrote it sweet. And he wrote it blue. But back in those days, nobody sang it because nobody knew about it. Well, from his job as office boy at the Boston Opera House, Jimmy McHugh went to work as a song plugger in a music publishing house in Boston. Once in a while, he'd play his music for some of the other publishers.
You don't like my tunes, huh?
Well, don't get me wrong, kid. I like them. I think all your songs are great. I'm just saying that people wouldn't go for them.
Now, forget about songwriting. I don't think it's for you.
Well, thanks for the advice, anyhow.
I wonder how that music publisher felt in 1930 when the reviews came out on a show called The International Review. And anyone could read that a great entertainer named Harry Richman had stepped out and made theatrical history with a little song by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh that went like this.
Grab your coat, grab your hat, leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Jimmy McHugh's first real break came at the Cotton Club in Harlem, where he was finally hired as a composer. He wrote the music for the Cotton Club shows, and it was while working there that he and Dorothy Fields did their first Broadway show together, the memorable Blackbirds of 1928, and had their first great hit, I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby. Well, that same season, he and Dorothy Fields had three hit shows running on Broadway at the same time. After that, he was on his way up. From Broadway, Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh went to Hollywood, where a young singer named Frances Langford and a song of theirs got together in a way the nation never forgot.
I'm in a mood for love, simply because you're near me. Funny that when you're near me, I'm in a stop to think of whether this little dream might fade. We put our hearts together. Cloud above. If it should rain, we'll let it all. But for tonight, forget it. I'm in the mood for love.
And so Jimmy McHugh was famous. He was respected on Broadway, revered in Hollywood. The world was his oyster, and all he had to do was crack it. Nothing to it. He had arrived. Now he could relax and take it easy. Uh-huh.
Jimmy, I don't like to seem impatient or anything like that, but we've been waiting for that song too long. The girl is here. We've got to have it.
I know.
This is a new girl. She doesn't speak the language very well. It's going to take time for her to learn a song.
I know.
We've been patient, but our patience is exhausted. We got to have that song. We got to have it right away. Why haven't you started?
I know. I don't know.
This kid is great, and it's cost us a lot of money to get her up here. I want a great song for her. You said you'd deliver a great song.
I know.
Can't you say anything but I know?
Well, probably if I really concentrate on it. You know, it's hard to get an idea for a song. You can't turn inspiration on and off like a water tap.
Well, Jimmy, the 0 hour for inspiration has come. You'd better get inspired and fast.
I know.
Funny where inspiration finally strikes you. You can be anywhere, even in the shower.
What'd you say?
I said that's it.
Look, I'm taking a shower. I'll talk to you as soon as I get out.
That was it. That was it, Jimmy.
What was what? What are you talking about?
It's a song you were singing in the shower. Sing it again.
Well, I don't remember what I was singing in the shower. Was it any good?
It was sensational.
Well, how'd it go?
It went, went something like this.
No. It couldn't have gone like that. Even in the shower, my songs have melody.
Well, try and think. Remember. Get back in the shower. Maybe then it'll come back to you.
Okay.
Anything coming?
No.
That's it. Now don't forget it.
Get me a pencil quick before I do forget it.
And so Broadway met for the first time Miss Carmen Miranda and heard for the first time a song that went like this.
Have you ever danced in the tropics in that hazy, ladylike, kind of crazy, like South American way?
Have you ever kissed in the moonlight in the grand and glorious, gay, notorious South American way?
The Latin scheme of love is like a dream of love. The Latin scheme of love is in their veins.
They'll buy a Jew for you, or fight a Jew for you, or drive a mule for you across the plains.
There is melody in their music. Why don't you sing it? Come on and swing it the South American way.
The Latin scheme of love is like a dream of love. The Latin scheme of love is in their veins. They'll buy a jewel for you, or fight a duel for you, or drive a mule for you across the plains. Hi-yi, hi-yi, there is melody in their music.
while the gauchos sing it, come on and swing it the South American way. While the gauchos sing it, come on and swing it the South American way.
We'll be back in just a moment with the story of Jimmy McHugh and his wonderful music. But first, a message from the railroad.
Most of the glorious summer weather still lies ahead, and that means many of us are still drawing plans for gala vacations. Perhaps you have already bought your railroad tickets to your own favorite resort, so you are assured of a journey that will be swift, comfortable, and safe. For safety is the first rule of railroad service, and safety is an essential part of almost every other rule by which the railroads are operated. To give you some idea of just how safe railroad travel is today, the record so far this year shows that you could expect to travel by train from one coast of our country to the other more than 400,000 times, a distance of more than 1,300,000,000 miles, without running the risk of a fatal accident. This excellent and constantly improving record of safety on the railroads is not the result of the adoption of any particular device or devices. Instead, it is the result of a long-time program carried out on a broad front by railroads and by railroad men. It is due partly to improved plant and equipment. During the past 25 years, the railroads have invested each year, on the average, more than $500 million in improved facilities. And virtually every dollar of that expenditure has worked not only to increase efficiency, but also to enhance safety. But spending money on safety is only part of the story. The railroads have sought safety as well as efficiency in establishing and enforcing their operating rules. For efficiency and safety go forward together. And railroads and railroad men working together have carried on a continuous program of safety education, recognizing that the greatest of all safety devices is a safe man. No, the railroad safety record didn't just happen. It is the result of decades of investment in safer facilities, of study of safer methods, of attention to safety education and enforcement of rules, all to the end that American railroads shall continue to be the safest of all forms of transportation. And now here is the second act of the Railroad Hour's tribute to Jimmy McHugh and his music. Another song he wrote with Dorothy Fields.
Don't blame me for falling in love with you. I'm under your spell, but how can I help it?
Tell a lot of stories about shows and songs and how he happened to be associated with them. Many of his stories concern his own amusing difficulties in getting started on the idea for a song. For instance, there was the time he and the well-known lyric writer Harold Adamson were engaged to write the songs for a Frank Sinatra picture.
Maybe you don't like the title, Jimmy.
No, I think the title's great, Harold. I couldn't sleep a wink last night. It's a swell title for a song. I just can't find a tune to go with it.
Well, it'll come to you.
Yeah, but when? studio's already screaming. I've got to the point where I can't sleep a wink any night worrying about it.
Well, don't worry about it. Go to bed. Forget about it. It'll come to you.
The minutes strain past during the dark of night. And when you're tossing feverishly, praying for an inspiration, the minutes are hot, nasty little fellows who stick their tongues out as they go slowly past. You toss, you turn, you flop the pillow over, you flop it back. You get up, have a cigarette. You go back to bed and you listen to that infernal clock. And you say the words over and over.
I couldn't sleep a wink last night. I couldn't sleep a wink last... Ah, nuts. If I could only get some sleep... I couldn't sleep a wink last night.
Was that something? Or wasn't it? Is the tune coming? Is Dame Inspiration finally stirring?
I couldn't sleep a wink last night. I couldn't sleep a wink last...
Hey, that's it! That's it! Hey, where's the pencil? Where's the pencil? Some paper? Pencil. Ah, here it is. Now then, paper. Oh, no paper. Okay, I'll write it on the sheet. I gotta get this down before I forget it. Now, what was that tune? And so Jimmy McHugh wrote the whole melody down on the bedsheet. And then he pulled the sheet over his tired body and went to sleep. The next day, he rushed jubilantly to the studio to do the song. And he found he couldn't remember it. So, he telephoned his home.
Now look, take the sheet off my bed, get in a cab, and come straight out to the studio with it. Yeah, the bed sheet. No, not the clean one. Hey,
you did what?
Oh, no, you didn't. Harold, she sent the sheet to the laundry.
Oh, no.
What laundry? Yeah? Okay, I'll get right over there, so long. Come on, Harold, we gotta run. You gotta find that sheet. Go through some more laundry bags. Go through the plant. Go through everything.
Hey, you looking for a sheet with music all over
it? Yeah, that's it.
Okay, mister. Keep your shirt on. Here it is.
And there it was, written in beautiful black pencil on a beautiful white sheet. Music by Jimmy McHugh, words by Harold Adamson. And I'm sure you all remember that it went like this.
I couldn't sleep a wink last night because we had that silly fight. I thought my heart would break the whole night through. I knew that you'd be sorry, and I'm sorry too. I didn't have my favorite dream, the one in which I hold you tight. I had to call you up this morning to see if everything was still all right. Yes, I had to call you up this morning.
The story of Jimmy McHugh is a Horatio Alger yarn, all right. The kind of story that Americans love to hear and even repeat to the youngsters so they can say, you too might help write the songs of a nation. Once there was a kid who started out as an office boy for the Boston Opera at 8 weeks, $8 a week, and now the whole country sings and dances to his music. Oh, yes, it's a wonderful story, the story of Jimmy McHugh, because it says if you've really got it, there's nothing that can keep you down. If you've really got a song to sing, keep singing it. And one of these days, everybody else will be singing it with you. You know, we couldn't put into 1/2 hour even 1/2 of Jimmy McHugh's great songs. But we couldn't bring this tribute to a close without including one of the hits from Jimmy McHugh and Harold Adamson's new Broadway hit, As the Girls Go. So here's one of Broadway's current show tunes.
And by the way, if you don't know it already, you'll want to know it.
I got lucky in the rain. One day when I had nothing to do for an hour, I walked around in a shower.
Oh, I had reason to complain. One moment I was sadly in need of a song. Next moment you came along.
Then the heavens smiled at me. My heart said, how lucky can you be?
Things like this you can't explain. Met the love of my life when I got lucky in the rain.
Then the heavens smiled at me. My heart said, how lucky can you be? Things like this you can't.
So, for his contribution to the great popular music of America, the Association of American Railroads pays tribute to Jimmy McHugh. As a lasting tribute to Jimmy McHugh and to his wonderful songs, the Railroad Hour is presenting him with a parchment scroll. And here to accept it today, which also happens to be his birthday, is Mr. Jimmy McHugh.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Gordy. Happy birthday to you.
Wonderful, Gordon. Thank you. It's a great thrill and the nicest birthday present I could have. Hearing you and Lucille sing all of my songs, I just brought back such wonderful memories. This has been a great day, and I'll never forget it.
Say, Jim, I bet you and Harold Adamson knew something like this would happen last year when you wrote this great tune.
It's a most unusual day. Feel like throwing my worries away. As an old native-born Californian would say, it's a most unusual day. It's a most unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, well, there's only one thing to say. It's a most unusual. Unusual, most unusual day.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. Thank you very much, and so long, Jimmy McHugh. Happy birthday to you, and keep writing hit after hit after hit in the years to come, will you? Well, folks, next week, the Railroad Hour will pay tribute to the great team of writers, Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz, and their score for Bandwagon. You'll hear many, many big hits. And among them, this old favorite.
Looking for the light of a new love to brighten up the night. I have you, love, and we can face the music together.
Summer Hour is written by Gene Holloway and is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads.
These railroads are your hometown partners. They are an essential, dependable working part of the life of thousands of cities and towns all over America. Railroads employ local people, often buy supplies locally. They own local property and pay local taxes on it. They are responsible citizens and good neighbors in your own hometown.
All aboard!
Well, it looks as though we're ready to pull out, and so until next week, goodbye. Gordon McRae is now being seen in the Warner Brothers Technicolor production, Look for the Silver Lining. In tonight's tribute, the part of Jimmy McHugh was played by Barney Phillips, and Don Randolph was Harold Adamson. Now, for Lucille Norman, the sportsman, John Rarig and his orchestra, and your host, Gordon McRae, a hearty invitation to meet us again next week at this same place on your dial. We'll have more songs and an exciting tribute to Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz and their wonderful score for The Bandwagon. This is Marvin Miller speaking. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.